Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
33569.
33569.
Yes.
Give me one moment. What is your first and last name?
Delbert Howard.
And what is your shipping address, sir, for security purposes, please?
10818 El Paso Drive, Riverview, Florida, 33569.
Thank you for that. That's all I see here. An order was done on... let's see, on April 30th for $7.95 for the Home Spa Max Foot Massager. Do you recall
right.
placing the order? Yes, sir. So how can I assist you today?
Well, that $7.95 was supposed to be for shipping and handling for the foot massager, and all of a sudden I'm getting another entry on the 4th of May for $67.32, which I didn't authorize.
Yes, because when you place the order on April 30th, you are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, automatically we bill you for that item, the one that you pay the shipping and handling.
I need to cancel it.
It's a one-time fee. This is not a membership.
I can't cancel it?
It's a one-time fee. It's not a membership, sir.
How do I get this $67.32 back?
What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was done to the account, because everything is stated to you in the terms and policy, sir.
Okay, do that then.
35% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. You'll receive email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
No.
Okay, if you have any additional questions, you give us a